The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we divided on this or are we on the same page? I can't figure it out.
I feel like Hack and I are on the same
That's
page.
That's a shock.
Yeah. The right side.
This isn't like an AITA, but it's like a... Mm-hmm. It's a dilemma that we saw on Reddit. So it's basically a dude is married. He was a widower. Is that what we call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His wife, Sarah, passed away 5 years ago.
And since then, he's remarried and they are with child.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The child is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like to name the child the name of his ex-wife.
Yes.
It's not a unique name. I would say if it's a unique name, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's so obvious that...
If it's unique, do it or don't do it?
Don't do it. If it's overly unique, like my mom's name is Darlene. Okay? That's so... How many Darlenes do you know?
Including your mom too.
You do know another Darlene?
I do.
I've never met another Darlene ever, ever, never.
Yeah, like, no, I have not. No.
I can tell you right now, if the... Like, you know, I'm out here. I'm on the dating scene. If the most smoking hot fit every requirement in the world, right, height, right, just, you know, I just look at her and I'm like, oh my God. And it's like, hi, I'm Darlene. I'd be like, I am terribly sorry that we can never. There's just.
Really?
No. What?
Do you think it's because, are you saying it's because
it's
a unique
name? If my mom's name was Jennifer, I can definitely pounce on a Jennifer because there's so many Jennifers. I can't rule Jennifer out of my life. But I don't think I'm deleting too much of the dating pool by dumping Darlene. What's your mom's name?
Sue.
Ugh.
What was that for?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think you're all right because it's pretty safe. Your generation, there's not a lot of
He's
Sues.
Also happily married.
I know, but I'm saying before, if you were in college and some chick comes up to you and is like, hey, I've seen you with that killer mustache. My name's Sue. You're going to be like, ugh. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to pass.
No, I would not pass. Back in those days. No.
Okay.
All right. No, but I don't think I, other than my mom, I don't think I know anybody named Sue.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't
know
it's a
Sue's.
Common name, but like Aaron said, it's also not a common name anymore. But I have friends who have married their sister, the same name.
What?
Thank you for the clarification.
I thought you were my one in Arkansas.
Someone with the same name. So now,
but like, what's the name? Is it common? Is it like Jennifer, Michelle?
It's Katie.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
That's common.
That's what I'm saying.
But now his wife, since she took his name, has the exact same name as his sister.
Oh,
first and last name.
Right.
So his.
So it's like Katie Smith and Katie Smith. So unless his sister gets married.
That's kind of close, actually, too. It's like a pretty common last name. Oh. So they have the exact same name.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's a little...
It's hard if you don't think that through. I know we're supposed to be talking about naming a baby, but I also just want to say that one of my nephews, who doesn't live here anymore, so I think I can get away with this, definitely slept with a Darlene.
Really?
And it wasn't his grandma.
Thank you for the clarification.
I knew you were from Longmont, but...
Okay. So anyway, this guy wants to name their unborn child Sarah. And I think that's...
After
because it's not
wife.
A weird name. Like if it was, I'm just trying to think of another weird name. Something unique. Nevaeh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though that has all this popularity or whatever, it's just, Sarah's just kind of out there and it's like, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and his wife passed away. So it's not like they split up and he's hanging on to, what are you hanging on to your ex for? It's like it was dealing with grief and loss. And I think I'm assuming unexpected loss and all that. So it's, that changes it for me that there's, it is a nice way to honor. Like, we're not fooling anybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm torn because my oldest nephew was named after my dad. My dad died. But at the time, my sister was alive and he was adopted. My nephew was. And so they agreed to name him Patrick.
Okay.
So there's something there where it's like honorable and...
But it's also your dad and not like your sister's first love.
Well, and that's the thing is like once this woman passed, it's like you're almost attaching her to this new person. Like you, like there's, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Cause you're,
it's like no longer full honor, but it's like, let me try to get back that missing piece.
Cause your dad is always going to be attached to you.
Yeah.
But your ex-wife or your deceased wife, Not they.
I think it's the same. It's not the same, but they are always going to be a part of your, like, they, you didn't break up with them, right? You lost them.
For sure. And I think what they should do is make it a middle name. So you still have that honor. You still have that.
She offered that.
Oh.
He shot it down.
He shot it down.
It's like, what? It's got to be the first name.
See that, what? There's just something that's kind of,
it gets
off.
A little janky, right?
Yeah, because I like the middle name too. It's like
we're
not fooling anybody, right? You were previously married.
Yes,
you
and
lost.
I get that.
I'm sure
yeah.
you dealt with sadness. I'm sure there are days where you miss that other spouse, right? And this is would be a nice way to honor her. So let's make it the middle name.
How often do you say your kid's middle name? Only when you're mad.
I guess, yeah.
But it's still there.
Yeah, I'm not the one to ask.
You're not. Let's get AHAC on the phone. Like
do they have middle names?
It's less. Your kids have dope middle names, by the way.
Well, that's why we say them more, because they have.
Yeah, it's like siempre and corazón, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Do you see? I put a little stank on them.
Yeah. You make fun of people who do that. So I
make
don't
fun
know.
Of newscasters who do that.
Okay.
Because it's just it's when newscasters they only do it on Latin cities. They're just like, fighting broke out in Nicaragua, and you're like, okay. But they don't do it on, like, Mother Russia. They don't, like...
You're right. Yeah.
They are, like, Beijing. They don't, like, do other... They only do... I stopped!
I know.
If Danger Santino can do it, why can't I do it? All right, so the question is... I guess we can take text on it. 303-222-5423. Yeah. Who's right and who's wrong, or should he just let it go? Your wife's dead, bro. And this is your new... Like, are you disrespecting your current wife or your unborn child by forcing your dead wife's name on it?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with him forcing the first name. I agree. Like, we can be on the same page and make it a middle name, and then for him to go, no, it's got to be first. Well,
there's just something off about that. Yeah.
Could he force... Now, this is a huge stretch, but could he force her middle name as the first name of the new kid? You know what I'm saying?
The wife's the
dead wife. I know, but it's like then it's like I never called her this, but I just really want to honor her, and I want it to be the upfront name. So if like your wife, if your dead wife was Sarah Ann, name your kid Ann. You're doing the flip flap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is also a kid with someone else, and they should also have a say. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's just living in the past too much.
Yeah, I think, like, if you're having a child, one person doesn't get to pick the name ever.
Okay,
it's,
but let me just say this.
It's got to be an agreement.
Let me say this. When we were pregnant with Mia, we both liked the name Michaela. And she was on it. She's like, it's a feminine Michael, spelt like Michael with an A on the end. We were both on it. It was like, it was a done deal. And finally, one day, I was like, I have to tell her the truth. I'm like, I have slept with a Michaela a truck ton. Like, I have done horrible things to a girl with Michaela spelled that way. And then she took
it. I should look her up.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.